Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Sans Pants Radio. If you've never slept with your head at the bottom of your bed, you need to start living your life. Where's your sense of adventure?
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Plumbing Boys Play/Ruin Dead in Thay. Previously...
Adam takes 3 points of damage.
Oh, hey, okay. I'm not worried about Adam.
I am. He falls, we all die.
Holy shit. Do you have any idea how much of the fight Adam has been tanking? Or if it is in sunlight or through running water, it does not regenerate.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do.
I'm excited.
Is it daytime?
You deal 26. It is.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You deal 26 points. I don't know where this is going.
So the roof is made of rocks.
The roof is made of stone. Yeah, worked stone. It's like a properly carved out. It's been done with love and care.
Walls the same?
Yes.
My final words were, give me a big little boy funeral.
It deals you 57 points of damage.
Wow. Is that outright dead?
You're not outright dead, but that was a close thing. The problem is, the maximum hit points are reduced by 30 if you survive.
Oh my god. 15 max hit points.
Mm-hmm.
That rolls.
Oh yeah, I probably should have cured. That's fine.
That means that if you take 30 damage, you're dead, right?
Yep.
That's amazing. King of the death.
Death can never come for me.
It's true.
I am immortal.
Still in the first room of the dungeon, things have taken a turn for the worse. Jackson?
Okay, so can I get my mage hand to pull my ball bearings out of my backpack and throw them at the vampire spawn?
Home Alone style.
Yeah. All right, you get your mage hand to come back to you. To go to your pocket. You, by the way, to cast Mage Hand, must make the actions that the Mage Hand is making. So, your Mage Hand and your hand combine. And your Mage Hand technically is the one that grabs your ball bearings and pulls them out. Your Mage Hand, by the way, is, as you said, invisible. So, if someone were to look very closely, it would appear as if Jackson's hand was just hovering near the bag of ball bearings rather than on the bag of ball bearings. Jackson, you throw the bag of ball bearings around the vampire spawn, or you attempt to. All right. Zamet, you and the vampire spawn have ball bearings around your feet.
Whoa!
Just to clarify from before.
And give you a quizzical bear look like,
hee hee hee.
Just clarify from before. Did you say the vampire was hovering?
Yes.
No.
Ah. Oh.
No, at no point it wasn't hovering.
Definitely at least climb.
It climbs. Yeah, it is a climb.
Sorry, I thought it was hovering because I was like, Jackson, you really should have paid attention to that.
My lion front will fall over now and be feasted on by the vampire.
Bear friend.
Damn it,
bear
is your turn.
I will do more abiding and attacking of the vampire. Is it as a bonus action I can heal myself?
Yes, it is a bonus action. You expend a spell slot.
Ah, sick. I'll do that then.
Okay, one...
Am I even wounded? Do I even need that healing?
I don't know.
Well, your bear form has taken 8 points of damage.
Is that... Okay, cool. Yeah, all right.
Are you healing?
Yeah.
What's spell level?
I guess a first. Does it... Yeah, 1d8, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing
you
it goes...
You recover 1 hit point.
Sick. I'm guessing it goes up per spell slot?
Yeah, every spell slot you... The number of spell slots, the number spell slot equals the number of dice.
That all makes right. sense.
Your first attack in your bear form strikes. You bite down on the vampire, dealing 7 damage.
Ah, classic.
have any magic?
No.
I mean, do.
Dusha did.
I still do.
Yeah.
But shake it out of me.
If we whack it with you.
No.
Your second attack is also a hit. You deal with your claw, your mighty claw, you slam into it, dealing a further 9 quotation marks points of damage.
Surely we hit it enough times with quotation marks damage that it just takes, it just, you know.
Sure.
You can't cut off the head of a vampire, even if it's still alive, put the head in the backpack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Adam steps forward, drawing his scimitar. I'll come. Adam steps on the ball bearings and falls over.
Schoolyard pranks in the dungeon.
Adam says, oh, and then gets back up. Then he attacks. Adam's first... Oh, no, they'll both be hits. Adam deals 4, 6, 10 quotation marks points of damage.
That's all right.
Then it is Adam. It's the vampire spawn. It recovers basically all of that health back.
Yeah, good. Good.
Who's it going to attack?
It's
probably still gonna it still sees the bear as the biggest threat.
Oh.
Oh, critical hit.
Does it have to roll to not trip?
It's not moving.
I'll go push it over, I guess, on my turn.
Get around, it's not stabbing it.
But you saw what happened to Adam. The same thing will happen to this. It'll fall down, then get up, then attack.
But then it'll have to, you know.
Do you have any combat spells?
Not a one.
Mate, should you use your mage hand to give it a wedgie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Give it a noogie.
Stick it in its mouth.
Oh, what? It's you.
Zamet, your bear form takes a further 9 points of damage. As the vampire spawn grabs you, drags you in, and then bites deeply into your neck. The vampire spawn feeds upon bear blood.
Oh, that's cool. Your blood
bleeder,
changed.
Make a DC 14 constitution saving throw. Failed.
All right.
On a failed save, take a D6 damage for 1 round. So on your next turn, you're going to take another D6 damage.
That's not too bad.
You take another 5 points of piercing damage. And you take 6 points of necrotic damage, which your bear form is reduced by forever. Well, until you change back or whatever.
This bear form is ruined.
This one's garbage. Throw it out. Get a new one.
All right. That was the vampire spawn. Dusha. Another successful save.
Failed save and you're dead. Thanks for playing.
Finally.
You're on 0 hit points and you're stable, but someone needs to give you healing so that you can get back up. Mm. You're like lying. You can talk if you want, but you're like slumped up against the wall, just bleeding slowly.
All the vampire said it was like a little tiny backhand and you're dead.
Jackson, it's your turn.
I'd like to go and push the vampire spawn over.
All right. You go past Zamet,
yeah,
around Adam, stand next to your dying friend, Joel Dusha, and then you push the vampire spawn.
He falls on Joel Dusha, killing him.
The vampire spawn is not pushed. Instead, it slashes your face open.
Ah! Fuck! Fuck! It didn't fucking work!
You take...
I think you're like heavily tattooed. Like it slashes some part of your clothes, revealing like tattoos.
Tattoo. Great chest hair.
Tattoo just says, fuck.
You take 9 points of damage. Zamet, it's your turn.
Can I spell a third level spell and heal myself?
Doki.
Sorry, a fourth level spell. My
mistake. Fourth level? Yes. Okay. You recover...
It's nice to also have a regeneration ability.
That's good.
You recover 17 hit points.
Hey.
Lucky.
And then I will try and maul this fucker.
Both of your attacks are hits.
Take that, lady, I say in bear.
Zamet, you attack the vampire spawn. Adam attacks the vampire spawn. You beat it back. You like slash, cut, slam it up against the wall at some point.
I want to have eaten its leg.
You bite at its leg, shake that around. Then the vampire spawn gets up. Its body regenerates and heals, and it looks like all of your efforts were in vain. As it's about to launch itself against you, a person steps into the hallway here. What is going on? The vampire spawn freezes mid-attack.
Teehee, I'm just a little boy, sir. We found our way down here through no fault of our own. Could you show us the way out?
The way out is where you came in from, presumably.
This room has no doors but the one you're coming from, silly.
He gestures to the arcane sigils that the bear's amulet is standing on. You need to teleport out. There is no entrance or exit physically.
Well, how do I do that, mister?
How do you... You need a recalling stone.
I press the port with my bear paw.
Well, nobody gave us no stones, sorry, Bob. Is there... What are we... What?
I cannot help you with that. I do not have access to such a stone.
How are we going to get out?
You will need to find someone with that.
Can you help my dad, sir? He's sick.
I can help him if you want.
I don't
want
to give him a big boy, little boy funeral.
I could help him on, but that's it.
Slap both hands on the side of my face like in Home Alone.
The vampire spawn returns to what is presumably a vampire.
Okay, sir. Could you point us in the direction of the magic rock?
What?
The stone. That one you were just talking about.
Thanks heaps, mister.
I'd like to put my hands on my hips and just start marching past him.
I'll turn back into a cat and heal our good friend Dad.
All right, how much are you healing him for?
Oh, as a fourth level spell.
No, think about this. I only have 15 max HP.
As a second level spell.
Yeah. There we go.
You don't need to waste a fourth level spell on JD.
But I'm also, like, terrible at casting, so...
JD, you have 3 hit points.
Lucky.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel so much better.
As a good experiment, can I heal at a first level? Just, I want to see what happens.
Who are you healing?
Yeah, JD.
You recover 2 hit points.
Hey, I thought it was going to be negatives.
Oh, powerful. You lose 2
hit points.
It's
a D8, negative 3. Okay. He'd always heal at least 1 hit point.
Oh, that's nice.
That's you before were weaker than an average human being in D&D. Like someone that has the background of farmer. 4 HP is a typical person.
I have 5 HP now. I have 1/3 of my hit points back. I'm feeling as good as ever.
Hello, vampire friend.
Hello, I'm Dad. These are my sons.
Okay, vampire.
I'm just wondering.
How do we get out of here? What are we meant to be doing?
We're going to find
lady?
A stone.
Hey, do you know a lady? And I want to describe the lady.
The lady that let you in?
Yeah.
No, I do not know this person.
Gee whiz, I think she thought we were someone else.
Yeah.
Can you help us find that stone?
You help us find that rock you won't shut up about?
Is there a Slavs?
Oh, no.
A Slastan? Do you know who Slastan is? Slastim? Is that who she was talking
about? Last tram.
Look, I was just being a
the
mule.
Last train out of Sydney.
Yeah.
It's almost gone. You know them?
Do you know what we're talking about?
Mr. Vampire, sir?
Why have you stopped responding to our questions?
Why is the vampire just staring at us blankly?
I'm their father.
I'm a dad, okay?
This is my son and my other son. One is a little boy, one is a big little
dad,
boy.
Was it Slash Tram?
Aslan the Lion from Narnia and the Lord of the Rings.
Guys, was it Slash? Is that who it was, little boy Jackson?
Think it was...
A teehee. It's of no use to me.
You walk with the vampire and the vampire spawn out into an area that once might have been a columned temple. Its rotting tapestries show foul creatures tormenting humanoids in scenes of slaughter and sacrifice. At the center of this vast space, the stone floor has been hewn to create a pit. The pit is covered with gory remains of past bloodshed. You can hear within there is a fight of some sort. Some people are engaged in some terrible combat.
I'd like to say that I don't notice any of that, except maybe noticing a fight and being like, oh yeah.
Who's fighting in
checks
there?
Out.
The vampire spawn gestures. There are 3, other than the entrance / exit that you came through, there are 3 other ways in and out of this room. There are 2 southern entrances and 1 northeastern exit. The vampire spawn gestures to the northeastern exit and to the westernmost of the southern exit. So northeast, southwest.
Cool.
He gestures to both of them and says, you may find someone who can help you in either one of these directions. And then he gestures directly south of you to another. There's like some stairs going up into what is maybe someone's room. maybe the vampire spawns room. He gestures there and says, this area is off limits to you.
What's okay. in there, mister?
Nothing to concern you.
But now you've made me more curious.
If you go in there, I will kill you. I would not approach the pit either.
Who's fighting? Can I have a look?
You can if you want, he says.
Oh, and of course, you see, like, peer up.
All right. As you approach, you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no.
That's a real thing.
I'm dumb.
What's going on
over there?
You look into the pit, you can see that it's an arena, a fighting pit of some sort. There are, I think that's 10. 10 people fighting some dreadful creature that you do not know the name of. As you approach,
they're fighting it.
You keep walking, and then you get to the edge of the pit, and then you look down into the pit, and you think to yourself, what a wonderful thing it would be to join them. And then you do so. And we're going to initiative.
I'll start climbing down.
Sick! A tea here, what trouble has our mule got themselves into?
Should have taken his advice.
Who am I fighting?
It's some sort of awful demonic creature. Hang on, I'll get you a picture.
Whose will am I lost to? It's the pits.
Yeah,
belong to the pit now, my friend.
What?
You're the pits. What do you call it? Property? Peon.
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 Peon. Yeah.
Peon.
Peon.
No, say it right.
Peon.
I said it right. Peon.
No.
Peon.
Peon. Peon.
No.
No.
What am I saying wrong?
You're saying O as E again.
Peon.
Peon is what you're saying.
Peon.
No. Peon.
Peon.
No.
No.
Peon.
No.
Pee-wee Herman.
Pyong.
Pyong.
Pyongyang. I think, isn't that the capital city of North Korea?
Yeah,
that's what I've been trying to say this whole fucking time.
Jackson, your good friend Zamet approaches the pit, then clambers in.
I just feel like I need to do a thing.
Does the vampire go and have a look?
Does the vampire say or do anything?
Yeah.
The vampire laughs when it happens.
Where's my friend gone, mister?
He has been compelled to fight in the pit. The only way he can get out is to conquer the enemy within.
How close can we watch?
Yes.
Neat.
You approach the pit?
Yeah.
All right, as you approach the pit, you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
I'll be right. I got a good wisdom.
All right, you manage to avoid climbing into the pit, but you think what a wonderful thing it would be to join.
I'd love to, but I'm going to rest my feet instead.
Zamet, you climb into the pit.
Okay.
The creature... Oh, right, I was getting a picture for you.
Look, imagine something bad.
Yeah, I am. Do I have to fight everything? What are the rules of this pit?
You only have to fight the creature in the middle.
Okay.
Oh, it's spooky. Oh, it's real spooky.
Okay, so it looks like just a basic ghoul that it's a winged beast.
Jackson, you know what it is. It's called a vrock. It's a type of fiend.
It looks like a harpy, but instead of...
Looks like our mule is fighting a vrock.
Vrocks are dull-witted, capricious fiends that live only to create pain and carnage. They live only to create pain.
The vrock...
resembles a giant hybrid of humanoid and vulture. Its gnarled, bestial body and broad wings stinking of offal.
It does look like a vulture.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for its beak, its talons. It can shoot toxic spores all around it.
Great.
And it has a stunning screech that can, stun people who hear it.
So what are we looking at the chances of survival and a percentage here?
Yeah, what are we thinking?
Yeah.
How's our mule doing?
Well, you don't know the other fighters in the pit. They look to be just slaves of some sort. None of them seem particularly well-armed or armed. All right.
Okay, so they're not, also vampires?
No, they're not.
There are other fools caught by the
pits. If I win, do I become a vampire?
If you win,
can I bet on this?
I'll take your bet.
Well, you don't know.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
What's happening in the pitch?
Yeah, you come and watch, JD.
So that was... Zaman, what are you doing?
Okay, question. I have two versions I can cast Wild Shape. Now, I was already a mule to start the adventure.
You have run out of Wild Shape.
Damn it.
It's a shame.
Damn it. I guess I will have to use my claws and punch it.
Oh, yeah, you are a bear. That's right.
No, I'm Mr. Dude.
Oh, you're just
I'm a cat.
Fella. You're
a cat
with his penis out.
Yeah.
You still have yet to put on your pants. That's right. All right, you charge forwards and slash at it with your claws. You deal.
Do you not have a weapon?
Well, I gave it to Adam. Because he doesn't have a weapon, and you basically are useless.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the dagger. Are you using the dagger?
Yeah, I use a dagger.
Yeah, you
forgot
deal
about that.
6 points of quotation... No, 7 points of quotation mark damage.
Hey, Adam's probably going to come over and do this fight for you.
Also, quotation mark damage when everyone in there is a slave, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Unless they're magic.
That was... That was Zamet's turn. Dusha, what would you like to do, buddy?
Which way did you say the stone was? Up or down?
You can attempt in either direction.
I'll walk up.
Okay.
You enjoy the pit, boys. I'm going to go get Homestone.
Thanks, Dad. Dad's got this.
I imagine that I'm too puffed out to watch from the pit, so the pit never really particularly fazed me. Okay.
Hey, you've got 3 hit points.
Five.
It's cool that you're going to disappear in a doorway and then die. Like, you're just not going to come back.
Imagine I picked the right way and the stone's just there.
Spy! Whoop!
All right.
Stone back to the portal.
Yeah. Then that was Dusher. It's the creature's turn.
Is anybody else just picturing, like, the bird just with one hand squishing that?
Yeah. Wait, why would it do that when it could?
Well, that was fun.
Time to find Dad.
We can always buy a new mule.
Mules are easy. You got them from the shop.
I worry for you, Zamet.
That's okay. I'll go to mule heaven.
Yeah.
Give me a mule funeral.
Make him glue.
Wow, this glue is terrible. This comes from a guy.
Did it come from a cat?
No, he was a mule. No, he wasn't.
The rock hunches over, and then an explosion of poisonous cloud emanates from it in all directions.
Fuck that.
Several of the commoners drop immediately dead.
Oh, no.
A bunch remain standing.
Commoners.
It's Adam's turn. Adam is torn between Jackson and Dusha.
Dad and Pitt.
Yeah. Dad and boy.
Adam walks over to stand next to Jackson, seeming unsure of what to do next. As he approaches the pit, Adam hops in.
Yes. My older brother going to fight in the pit.
Adam with my mule.
Adam takes 3 points of damage as he lands.
Does Adam he notice?
Step. And yep. Then it is... Oh, wait, no. How far did he travel? Adam attacks the Vrock. First attack miss, second attack hit. Adam deals a theoretical 7 points of damage to the Vrock.
Yes. All right.
It's good hearing... Look,
theoretical. Yeah, it's good.
I almost said theoretical.
Yep.
Theoretical damage.
It's the NPC's turn.
Hells yeah. Throw bodies at that Vrock.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many common enemies.
So many people with 4 hit points.
Yes.
I look forward to getting bored of this and just going.
All of the commoners deal 1 point of damage to the Vrock.
Real damage?
Real damage. Well, together. Combined efforts.
Oh, okay. So not 1 point each. 1 cumulative point.
Then Zammit. And to a lesser extent, Adam, you both spot a person with this appearance.
So an elf lady.
Yeah, elf lady.
With platinum hair.
Yeah.
And shiny cheeks.
Appears to be doing a lot better than everyone else. She deals 10 points of damage.
Oh, hey, lady.
Off the tax.
Okay.
All right. That was
a little joke for Adam.
The NPC's turn. After tax, after the... Start reduce, whatever. Jackson, it's your turn.
I get bored. I go follow Dad.
All right.
Hee hee, good luck, mule.
As you turn around, you think to yourself, what if I stepped into the pit instead?
Oh, no!
A tee hee hee.
Jackson climbs into the pit.
I tumble in.
Ah-ha. What a fun...
Just like a little car wheel.
Woo! What a fun jape for me in the pit. Silly lark for
a
boy.
Into the pit, what would you like to do?
I cast invisibility on myself.
All right. Jackson becomes invisible. God, I hate that.
Little boy giggles.
Where's the little boy going now?
Where's the little cheeky boy?
I would like to conjure animals.
Oh, okay. I hope it's based on. Conjure animals based on you. What level?
Whatever.
Third or fourth?
Let's go fourth level. My last fourth level for the day.
All right. You summon face spirits that take the form of beasts and appear in unoccupied spaces that you can see within range. Choose one of the following options for what appears. 1 beast of challenge rating 2 or lower, 2 beasts of challenge rating 1 or lower, 4 beasts of a half, or 8 beasts of a quarter. When you are casting the spell at a higher level, you can choose as above. More creatures appear.
1 big boy.
Yes. All right.
The biggest boy you got.
The biggest boy we got.
Whatever you got, we'll take.
Show me your boy. And is it the biggest one?
Yeah, a boy of size we'd like.
That's what you need.
Thank you. I already have a little boy. I need a big boy.
Yes, much appreciated.
<Thank you. laughs> I mean, a bray.
A bray.
I am but a mulesy who was granted a genie wish to become a cat.
Oh, I think you can only do it if you can cast it at a fifth level. So you might as well cast it at third level. Sorry.
Okay, I'll cast it.
Yeah, I think you only get more if you cast it at fifth level. Fourth level, it kind of skips.
Gotcha. Third level, biggest boy, please.
All right. Options.
Yes.
Your options include giant boar, giant constrictor snake, giant elk, hunter shark, plesiosaur, polar bear, rhinoceros.
Polar bear.
Yeah, right. Bear on bear.
Wait, rhinoceros.
No. Why not constrictor snake? Tie it up.
Yeah. Oh. You got options.
That's a lot of things.
Hang the thing. With a snake. Use a snake as a noose.
I can do this. When that one dies, I got a couple more castings. It's good.
Okay, that's all right then. Cast two, get a bear to hang this thing with a noose.
All right, so you summon a polar bear?
Yeah.
All right. The polar bear will use the same tile as you.
Okay.
The polar bear cannot get to the Vrock. It'll have to wait for friends to shuffle around.
The polar bear can just tear apart some goblins.
Well, you could direct it to do that if you wanted to.
Tear apart some commoners, get to the
Don't
thing.
Don't kill the commoners.
No.
Whatever. Oh. My alignment is little boy right now.
To be honest. I mean, we are in the combat pit, yeah. So...
You've misunderstood and you attack everyone.
Nah, they're cannon fodder. I'll take a step back as well.
Okay.
Did you change your alignment on your sheet to little boy?
Yeah, LB. Got little, big...
Hey, what are our alignments?
Little boy.
I'm dad. Mine's dad alignment.
Mine's mule.
I'm lawful little boy.
How'd you know?
Those are the mule is your neutral in the middle, and dad and little boy are the either ends. Chaotic little. I think of myself as a chaotic little boy.
Yeah, I'm a neutral mule. Yeah.
I'm a lawful dad.
All right. So that was your turn, Zamet. Dusha, it's your turn.
I just keep going to find this stone.
Homestone.
Yeah, homestone.
Find that homestone.
Take it home. Take my boys home to for dinner.
Supper. Yeah. Go to a tavern, leave the mule outside. He wants that.
They tie him up.
Give him a carrot. Rocks.
You know how, like, every time it's like, hey, there's an adventure happening. Who are they going to turn to? Not a mule.
Exactly.
They're like, yes, a mule. We will feed and you will carry our things. Yeah. Maybe you might get got by a dragon. Yeah. But that means that the dragon might eat the mule. I'll turn into a cat and I'll scarper. And they'll be like,
great
man,
to imagine.
It's crazy that our mule got.
It's great to imagine you being used as bait. And as like the adventurers are taking you inside, you're like, fuck. Got to figure out a way out of this. Yeah, we'll place him here and the dragon will come. Shit.
Exactly. I'll get bitten by the dragon, turn into a cat. Then I'll just quickly transform into 1,000 spiders and scarper.
Only
one of us has to survive, and then I can reform.
Oh. Eaten in one gulp by the dragon.
Damn okay. It! Spiders okay. Crawl out of its anus intact.
Okay, we're in the stomach of a
okay. We can figure dragon. This out.
Okay, remember that Jonah whale story?
What a How'd frightening moment for the adventurers when spiders. They see a tabaxi clamber at the anus of the dragon and slam wet on the ground.
Ah, it was a boy. Okay, do you still need a mule as your service?
I'll do it.
All right. You can see ahead of you a 10-foot diameter circle of runes and clear quartz fragments is set into the floor. Within the circle, a luminous white mist shimmers, obscuring what lies beyond.
I'm just going to keep walking.
Okay. You collide... with the light as if it was solid.
Oof. I turn back and start walking back the other way. I'll check the other end. Oh, this one's closed.
Not for us, fellas.
That's great because I think you have the spell Dispel Magic.
I do have the spell Dispel Magic.
A spell that I find often you don't have much cause to use, but it's great that you're like, well, I can't figure this one out.
I can't figure it out. I'm just like, well, he said it's this way, but they've shut the door, so maybe it's not.
The rock kills two of the commoners.
Hey, perfect. Good.
Now opening for bear.
All the bear can get in.
Then it is Adam's turn. Okay, then. Adam seems tired, finally weary of combat.
He's grown sick.
I like
sick
our
of it.
Simpleton.
Yeah, he's good. He's a powerful boy.
Adam deals only 2 points of damage.
Damage.
Yeah,
I should have clarified which one was
It was 4 points of
okay, yeah, yeah, I see.
2 points of actual damage. That was Adam's turn. The NPCs, how many are left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Between all of the regular slaves,
yeah.
They still deal a point of damage.
Yes.
Right. We could just leave them. They'd get it eventually. Mm-hmm.
Then that lady who... Zamet, when you look at her, she gives you a strange quizzical look like she knows who you are.
What, you've never seen a naked tabaxi? Oh, you have seen naked tabaxi. Okay, cool.
Well, you've
cool.
never seen a naked tabaxi who started his life as a mule before, lady?
Jackson?
Yeah. I would like to take my rope out of my pack and invisibly creep up to the throck and tie up its legs.
Vrock.
Whatever it is.
Little schoolboy pranks.
Little scoundrel. Schoolboy pranks in the dungeon.
You successfully tie the rope around the rock's legs.
Like to make my face visible to Zamet for a brief moment and be like, shh.
You can make yourself visible, but that's it.
I give you a good wink.
Huh? Well, maybe I do. I make myself visible and go, shh.
All right. Well, that means that ended your spell?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Then that was Jackson. Zaman, it's your turn.
Does the lady look injured?
No, she's fine. She hasn't been hit yet.
All right. Can I just just wait my turn a little bit? Can I just hold my action until after the Vrock?
Sure.
Cool. And I'll send in the bear.
All right. The bear, your polar bear barrels in.
Come on, little fella. You got this.
That's a hit and a hit. The polar bear deals 11 points of quotation marks damage with its bite. And then it deals 13 quotation marks points of damage.
Hell yeah.
With its claws.
It's doing something.
I like the idea of I was thinking, okay, cool. Adam, I sent Adam in. Oh, I sent a bear in. Oh, this new lady knew Adam.
Yeah.
All right. That was the bear's turn. Dusha, you keep walking.
Yep. Back to the other door. Like the way that he said that.
Not could his also room. Go,
yeah. Not the one he banned me from.
Do you remember which one he banned you from?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was up and down. Okay. And I'm now going down.
All right.
Wait. Oh, wait, both down.
All right, so, Dusha, which one are you attempting to head towards? This one?
The south one or the south
or this
west
one?
Well, I said up or down, and he said either way. And I didn't walk upstairs, and because I think I'm going down, I'll probably avoid the stairs and go to the far
southwest
one.
Southwest.
So you want to go to the this
southwest
one?
Yeah. One.
All right. So that was Dusha's turn. It's the Vrock's turn now.
There's a whole combat going, and I'm literally just walking
by, have a look down. In. Yeah, not
no,
for
no,
me.
Not
yeah,
looking
yeah.
in.
Yeah, yeah, you don't need to see.
I know what's going on.
Not even a curious boy.
The Vrock
this one.
Picks up the polar bear with one hand and snaps its neck with the other. The polar bear is dead.
Wow.
Hell yes.
That was its turn. Damn it.
I will now summon more things.
Clever. One of these will work.
I will summon, the one where it's like eight of a lot of them.
Okay.
Swarm him.
Damn it. You can get...
Okay. The big boy.
Eight axe beaks.
We do need little boars, boys.
Boars, constrictor snakes, draft horses, elks, giant badgers... Giant bats, giant centipede, giant frog, giant lizard, giant owl, giant poisonous snake.
Hawks you were talking about. Eight of those bad boys.
Axe beaks?
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Sure. Do you remember the birds we fought in the Orticus? Yeah.
They're very different in Fifth Ed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try eight flying cunts. Bloop.
They don't fly.
Okay, then.
I know, it's fucked.
They walk like kiwis.
Alright, eight axe beaks. Bloop, 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 bloop. I'm not going to put them on the map because they're all, oh no. What the fuck? They're all large.
That's hilarious.
You can summon them if you want, but just physically all of them can't attack.
Oh boy. All right. Maybe not a lot. Okay. Wow. That's a lot of meat.
That's a lot of meat.
It disappears when it dies.
If you eat a summoned animal, does the meat disappear from your tummy?
No, you can't eat it.
Why not?
The second it's dead, it disappears.
Eat alive.
Eat it alive.
When it dies, the meat will disappear, yeah.
That's such a shame.
Eight snakes, please.
Full for a bit, I guess.
All right. You summon eight snakes.
They got hell poison or some shit.
Yeah. You'd be right. They'll poison it. That's basically magic, you know.
I know. And if that doesn't work, then we'll get a constrictor boy.
Yeah.
I hope this other path I'm going down isn't blocked. I just don't know what I'd do.
Go back to the first room and sit down.
No, I think if this one's blocked, I'm going to go back up to the first one. And be like, I must have to do something. And then I'll just dispel magic.
Go back to the guy.
Hey.
Can you unlock the door?
Slowest soloing of a dungeon ever. Because you're just walking. I imagine you're never in a hurry.
The constrictor snakes bring down the Vrock.
What? Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Good boys. Good little boys. I want them to now slither all over me for the next hour.
Good.
I don't know if they lost that
one. Yeah.
One action.
Up to an hour.
All right.
So you're just going to sit in the pit for an hour?
No, just
as he moves, they'll ride around.
Oh, right.
His body.
I thought you meant
when
like.
The Vrock is dead, the magic keeping you here ends.
Cool. Tiki, what a fun jape.
That was good.
The vampire and the vampire spawn are standing at the edge. laughing at you, basically.
Did you want your rope back?
Yeah, I'll collect my rope.
Yeah. How was fun? I wave at the vampire.
Yes, I can only imagine you had a great time in there.
Yeah.
Would you like to stay?
No, I won't. No.
No, thank you, mister. I climb out of the pit.
I'll climb out of the pit as well.
Doucher,
I'll help
out. There's another
Adam.
One going that way as well.
I walk back up to the first one.
All right. Everyone
will reconvene.
Kind of reconvenes, yeah.
I'll put on my pants finally and my armor.
What a successful run this has been so far.
Yeah, I know.
Now that Zammit finally has his pants and armor on, will our heroes' good luck continue? Find out next time on The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Dead in Fae.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.